Are you struggling to find your purpose in life? Do you feel like something is missing and you need some guidance? Do you often feel unfulfilled with what you're doing on a day-to-day basis? Well, I'm here to tell you, you don't have to feel that way anymore. I'm here to help you through your journey in life to gain clarity, find purpose, and passion. My name is Jose Miguel Longo. I'm a gay Hispanic, a husband, dog daddy, advocate for social justice, and DEI. Ally for all LGBTQ+, a career and life coach and millennial born in 1983. I have spent my time since the age of 14 working my way around the world of work. I know my God-given talents are to help those around me to gain clarity in their lives while finding their passion and purpose. For the last decade, I've spent my time coaching college students and alums from all three generations, X, Y, and Z, in designing their career stories and mapping what they want to do in their lives. Whether it's gaining clarity in who you are and what you're meant to do, learning to build a resume or write a cover letter, holding you accountable and building your career journey, or designing your life, the podcast Coaching for Millennials is a how-to guide for all things career, life, and a sprinkle of everything in between. It is an all-inclusive space for meaningful conversations on topics happening in our world right now. It is a space for people to go on a holistic journey in uncovering their passion and purpose. I'm here for all generations, no matter what you identify as. If you're seeking to transition from a career industry or job to another, or ready to transform your life completely, I got you, boo. Whatever the fantasy you're trying to create, let me make it happen. If you're ready to start the journey to explore your passion and purpose, get focused on gaining clarity to transform you to a place that will fuel you, inspire you, and sprinkle some joy and laughter in between, it's time to dive into Coaching for Millennials. Welcome back to another episode of Coaching for Millennials. My name is Jose Miguel Longo, and I am your host of the show. I'm so glad to be back with all of you today. It has been a crazy, amazing, exciting week. Last week, after I left all of you, I embarked to spend 5 days in Miami, where I went to go see the one, the only Madonna. And let me tell you, she did not disappoint. I had goosebumps the whole time. I felt in kind of like a really cool space just because the journey she took us, the celebrations tour, if you haven't heard or know that the Madonna, the one and only, is on a world tour right now. And her show last year was postponed due to some illness that she had. She had an infection and she had to rebook and kind of re-put out all new dates. So I was originally supposed to go for my 40th birthday last year in September, and then the show was postponed till April. So it was actually a great time to go. I love Miami. Miami is one of my favorite places to visit. I love being the beach. Florida's great. It's the sun. It's kind of where I'm meant to be as a person, as a human being. I'm an ocean person, a water person, but I love the sun most of all. And her show was just hit after hit. It was such a great journey. If you haven't checked it out, I know there's a lot of videos on YouTube. There's a lot of videos throughout Instagram. I even posted some videos on my Instagram. Yeah, it was just great. And I would go back again if she comes back into the New York City area. My show was originally booked for Miami because it was going to be in Miami for my 40th birthday. So I kept the date and I kept the show instead of rebooking it to a different date and a different show. But now I'm like, I want to go again. I had such a good time. And then during the time that I was there, I actually went to go see a drag show at the Palace. So shout out to the Palace on South Beach. They put on amazing drag shows. I usually do a drag brunch. So it's available, I think, Thursday through Monday. And so you can go have an amazing meal. I was pleasantly surprised. I had the chicken and waffles, which were so good. Chicken tenders and a really nice fresh waffle. Great for a meal. Some bottomless mimosas. And you had a fabulous drag queens dancing hit after hit to Madonna's catalog. I was in heaven. So as a 1983 zillennial, I guess, which is the term for a geriatric millennial, I was in my element. I've been listening to Madonna since I could remember. It was one of the first songs I remember singing out loud. Prayer was one of the first songs, and I remember like just bouncing to the beat. So it's always been like music's always been part of my life, but she's been part of my life too. So that's the first piece. The second piece today, actually, I'm actually going to go see a cover band who's performing some of the hits from Taylor Swift's Eras Tour. So the group is called, I don't know what the group is called. I'm looking at my ticket, which is what I'm staring at right now, which I can show you. But their tour is called Cruel Summer, and this is the second time they've performed it in the last year. So they performed, I guess, last year here in Syracuse, New York, at this brewery called Middle Ages Brewery, and they're back to perform again. So I did not get to go see Taylor Swift on the Eras Tour, unfortunately. I just couldn't get tickets. Tickets were hard to come by, and I was not spending the insane amount of money that it would have cost to actually get tickets. But it wasn't even so much that. I would have actually been okay spending probably $1,000 on tickets at the time, but I just couldn't get tickets. It was impossible. So I watched the Taylor Swift Eras Tour on Disney Plus when it came out. I unfortunately didn't have anybody to go with me to the theaters. My husband's not a Swiftie, as I call myself, or as all of our Swifties call ourselves. So I watched it. I took a gummy and I watched 3.5 hours on the couch by myself when he was in bed. And I had the best time of my life singing out loud. But I actually get to go see this cover band, and I saw them on YouTube, and they're really good. I wish I could remember the name of the group so that I could give them a shout out. I know that it's a girl who sings covers of Taylor Swift. That much I know. So if I remember, I'll come back and post that in the show notes to share with you. But I'm excited for it. So if you want to follow me on social media at Jose Miguel Longo, you can see some snippets tonight of this cover band. So what's happening? Like, so much has happened in the last week. Today, apparently, OJ Simpson died. If you were born anytime in the 80s or mid 80s or, you know, early 90s, you may have remembered the trial of the century was the OJ Simpson trial, that white Bronco being chased by the LA police when he was accused of murdering his wife and this guy named Ron, who apparently she allegedly was having an affair with and was a friend of the family. Anyway, I remember exactly where I was when this all went down. I was in 7th grade or 8th grade middle school in 1987, 96, if I remember the dates correctly. And yeah, it was a big deal. Like, everything stopped. There was no teaching happening, and the teachers turned on the television, which there was a television in our classroom, and that's what we were watching. And, you know, OJ Simpson was an amazing football player, and, you know, he had a family and kids, and his life got turned up upside down. And I'm curious, like, do people believe that he actually murdered his wife and this guy named Ron? I think he did it. I'm so sorry. He was not, after all, you know, the whole trial, everybody knows the trial, especially considering the person who was his lawyer was the Kardashians' family father, excluding Kendall and Kylie. And so he was a really big lawyer, and the Kardashians at the time were also, you know, really close to this lawyer, to the Simpson family. But it was very hard to see everything that was on the screen, watch everything that went down, and to not think that this person did what they did. What's unfortunate is that he just passed away, and that was the whole point of my little rant. He apparently had a cancer diagnosis, and that's what he recently passed away of. So that's what's happening in the news today, other than the crazy shenanigan politics between Trump. I hate to even say his name in my podcast, Trump. Just the whole thing. It's not the whole thing. It's just sad to watch how this individual is idolized by so many people for being just a terrible human being. Like, because that's what he is. He's a terrible human being. And how he has no remorse for his actions and his behaviors. And now he's going around telling the people that will listen that he feels that abortion should be the law of the land and every state should decide how they want to handle abortion. And I have a hard time watching and hearing that, especially with how Roe v. Wade was abolished so quickly, but also like he took full-fledged accountability for the fact that he had Roe v. Wade removed. And that's even more concerning that people still idolize this person. And you have to really question yourself as a human being. Can we remove church and state from the conversation and just look at this person as a basic human being? We all have the same blood, regardless of our blood types. We all breathe the same air. There's no way possible that someone who was raped, who is at risk labor or at risk pregnancy, or has a bunch of different things happening in their life, a woman has the right to decide what to do with their body. It should be no one's business or no one's decision. And it's not just this piece of the puzzle or the problem. There's tons of other things that this human being is responsible for. He's just a terrible human being. And how would you want that person to run and operate our government, our federal government, our country, our future, our children? I get really angry, and I've held back over the years so much of this. My mouth gets me in trouble every fucking time. And I expressed to my husband, like, our conversations. He's a little bit of a political media junkie. He loves to watch MSNBC. Shout out to Rachel Maddow. I love her and I listen to her all day long. Nicole has also grown on me a lot. Joy, the readout with Joy Reid. I just get stuck listening to it because he watches it or listens to it so much. I keep looking because one of my babies is laying here with me and she gets a little anxious when she's enclosed, but I have a neighbor outside. I don't like to do my podcast with headphones. And my office, I feel like the sound barrier between the walls are okay. But he loves to yell on the cell phone. So my window, which is right here, is closed for those of you watching this. And the wind is rattling. So you can hear the storm window rattling. So I have the window closed. But because there's a nice cross breeze and it's actually nice today in Syracuse, it's about 68 degrees. I have the bathroom window open and all the other windows in the house. But I could hear him yelling. And I don't know who he's talking to or who he's yelling at, but he yells to yell. So I close the door. And the dogs usually come in and out as they please. Eastwood, who's in here with me right now, she gets anxious with sounds. So she's like, what the fuck's going on? And she keeps getting up. So that's why I have the door closed. But yeah, I just, there's so many things happening in the world. I feel like I always wanted my podcast to be a conversation about everything and inclusively to people's opinions. And I'm always here to listen to everybody's thoughts and really be able to give people space. And that's why I have guests that come on the podcast as well when we talk about these things. But it's always hard to show up and not feel like I have something to say. This is my platform for me to say and speak my mind. But it's also, I want to be respectful of other people's opinions and thoughts. And the reason I leaned into the whole Trump conversation as him as a human versus him the politician or him the former president is because I don't believe that as a person and who he is. It doesn't really represent me or my country or my values, anything like that. I know that he's just a human being. And my opinion is that he's a terrible human being. And I'll end it at that. Coming around from that. Sorry, Moose. You need to stop scratching. It's okay, baby girl. So coming around to what we're here to talk about today. Today we're talking about, I'm actually bringing it back to basics. I'm bringing it back to 2020 when I first launched this podcast. I think it was my second episode, episode 2. I talked about fear. And the reason I'm bringing it back to basics is because I feel like this is a conversation I could have 1,000 times over with so many different human beings across my life, whether I just met you today or you're one of my clients who's going through a coaching program with me, or you're someone in my course or whatever, it doesn't matter. My persona or my identity is to hear people, listen to people, understand their journey, go through their journey with them, and then give them the best advice possible. And fear is a funny thing, I have to say. And when I first did my podcast, I had been talking about, let me rephrase it. When I first launched the podcast, I had been talking about doing a podcast for years prior to that, probably at least 8 years prior to that. So that's a really long time to be talking about one thing that you really, really want to do, but you don't do it because what? Because what? Why didn't I just actually buy a microphone, sit in front of the computer, and record myself? It took me 4 years to actually start doing video recording. And it wasn't because I was scared to do it before, or maybe I was internalizing that, but we all have fears, right? And I think when we talk about how do we navigate fears and what that looks like, there's a good and there's a bad. Sometimes our fears are where we lean into our deepest version of ourselves with courage, with the most courage possible to produce the best version of things that we want to make. And when you're a creator, you have to start someplace. I don't know why I just snapped my fingers. You have to start someplace to just start, to just think of it. I think a lot of times when I talk about people, their fears come from a place of insecurity. Their fears come from a place of limiting beliefs. Their fears come from a place of not knowing how to use courage. We all have it, right? Just like we all have fears, not knowing how to use courage to catapult them forward to really getting into what they want to do. I recently lost my job in March, and I kind of manifested the idea of wanting to not have that job in a really weird and fucked up way. I loved what I did, but what I did was so hard because it took so much energy from me to do it every single day. Between my mental health, my ADHD, which is part of my mental health, but really my ADHD piece of it, my dad being sick last year for so long, that consumed a lot of me. I felt really triggered by the work that I was doing and feeling like I wasn't being the best version of me. And coaching, which has been something that I've been so passionate for over 20 years of my life, I've been doing this work beyond the higher education piece. I've always helped people find the best version of the career they want to find, or the best version of themselves in a career they want to have. And I didn't know what that really was until I actually fell into higher education. I'm like, oh shit, I've been doing this for such a long time. And reflecting on that now and seeing things that have evolved and happened, we do things and we don't realize we're doing them and we don't realize we're getting held back from them because we're not being self-aware, but we're also not reflecting. I wasn't scared when I lost my job. I was grateful. In so many ways, I said thank you for the opportunity. This was, you know, a blessing, and I felt so appreciative of the opportunity to have had two years and 4 months of working at this amazing company. And I felt so blessed to have worked with so many wonderful people and to be in the lives of so many partners and clients that I got to work with. My job would have been something that I would have stayed up for forever. I wanted growth, obviously, but I don't think I was going to ever get growth there. And that's just me and my opinion. I tried really hard. And I think that where my values are and who I see myself as a person weren't 100% aligned with what the company was asking of me. And it wasn't because I wasn't doing my job. I think a lot of it came down to I have so much to offer. I don't feel like I'm being able to showcase that. And that made me feel like I didn't belong. And so a month now from, you know, losing my job to now where I am today, I realized that I have a unique opportunity to lean into the deepest parts of myself with the courage that I had 4 years ago when kicking off this podcast during the beginning of the pandemic, to do the same thing for myself, for my future, for my family, to lean in and grow my business, grow my podcast, grow all the different venues and not venues, but ventures that I'm producing, and hustle so that the success that I've always wanted for myself can come to life. I've been the person holding myself back the whole entire time. I've been the person that's been steering the wheel and stuck on the passenger seat, trying to do this while I'm on the passenger seat, and haven't really given myself the opportunity to leap and remove that seatbelt and jump over. I was holding that power. And today I want to talk to you about really getting down to your power and holding you accountable to understanding where your fears are coming from, how you can fuel them for success, and how you can get into courage. And that courage is understanding what is the limiting belief that's attached to that fear. What is the imposter syndrome that's really creating that fear inside of you? Did you know that psychologically, and I learned this through a coaching program that I did almost 2 years ago called Positive Psychology, and it taught me that our saboteurs are, well, let me rephrase that. It taught me that our brains are always trained and triggered to think negatively. And sometimes fear has a negative connotation, even though fear, it can sometimes be really positive, but we live with it, right? If you think about when you're a kid, some of the things that you used to do, whether it was the jungle gym, climbing the monkey bars in the jungle gym as a kid, or building a ramp and jumping off of it with your bike, or rollerblading down a scary hill. These are all things that I did that I thought I was fearless. We were fearless when we were children, right? We build that psychologically inside. That is how our brain is developed and evolved, because we see things, we imagine things. We're so naive and we're so pure. And as we become adults and as we start to live life and we start to see things in our eyes start to open and we start to develop fear. And some of that fear is intentional to keep us safe. So our brains are wired as we get older. We go from child to adolescence to develop and create fear. Not just to hold us back, because the holding back is always going to be there. It's a fight or flight kind of thing. But because it's organic. So that's psychology right there. Now, when we think of it as an adult, you know, regardless of where you are in your journey, and regardless of what age you are, there's definitely something you're scared of. But if there's something you really want to do and you can't figure out what it is that is holding you back from doing that thing, it's fear. Now it's time to really dig to realize what is causing this limiting belief that's preventing you from thinking you can't do it. What is the imposter syndrome or the saboteur that's showing up? Now, I have other podcast episodes that I've done that are specific to leaning in and living with courage, that are specific to limiting beliefs, that are specific to saboteurs. I will be doing more episodes on that, because at the core, that's just who I am. But I love to talk about life and career because that's who we are. And your life is so precious. We're here for such a short time in this earth, in this place where we live, in this space, that you're letting the best parts of you get away when you don't take the opportunity to embark on the journey to live the best version of you. Can't repeat that verbatim, but it's recorded. So what does fear look like, right? Sometimes there's fears that come from fear of rejection, fear of the unknown, fear of being seen or fear of thinking that if you try something, you're not going to succeed. Fear of so many fucking things. I mean, the list can go on, right? But how do we manifest these fears? Because manifestation of fears is something completely different. We tend to avoid. Avoidance is the biggest one, which leads to procrastination, which then leads to self-sabotage that shows up in the form of your imposter syndromes and your limiting beliefs. And the thing of it is that when you start to create some form of a framework of identifying and labeling what that fear is, you'll start to realize that you hold the power to remove that limiting belief, to understand what is the imposter syndrome that's holding you back from your own personal, professional growth. I help people on a day-to-day basis uncover what their imposter syndrome is, uncover what their saboteurs are, so that they can use courage, the courage to leap out, the courage to find themselves, the courage to lead a life that's more fulfilling, a life that has more joy. Because when we're scared, we're not happy. When we're not doing the things we want to do, we're not living the best version of ourselves. How do we respond to that? Where's the shift come in? So I feel like I know my purpose. And my purpose in life has always been to help others, has always been to fundamentally help people live to be the best version of themselves while fueling their lives, not with just purpose, but with joy. And there's a difference between identifying your purpose and the idea of what your life is supposed to look like. Because sometimes we have a choice that we have to make, and we make hard choices based on, I need a job that's going to pay the bills. And that may not be the career or the job that you really want. So that could just be because you need that. But what if I told you that you could actually design your life so that you're actually living your life with purpose and having the job that you love the most that's paying the bills too? That is possible. It's 100% possible. Because when I stopped coaching 2 years ago, I don't feel like I was at the peak of it, but I was in such a high. I was in such an amazing ride with what I was doing. And I stopped. I stopped because I needed a break from my mental health. I needed to figure out what was going on. I needed to figure out how to get better. I needed to figure out how to get help. I also stopped because I had a job that I really, really wanted, and I got it. And I wanted to be successful. But I grew so much as a human being that I kept telling myself, I want to get back to this because I feel at my best doing this. And I know how much power it has to have a platform to know that I'm here to help other people. I know where my purpose stands. And for me, I've always found it such a blessing to really be able to help other people uncover their purpose and uncover their true inner value and their strengths and really remove the fears to lead them to be able to have those lives that they want to live. Raise your hand if you're watching this for yourself and be like, you know what? I want that for myself. You're trapped in a career or a job that makes you not feel fulfilled and that you don't feel like you're living the best version of yourself, that you're just living paycheck to paycheck or day by day and you feel like you're stuck, but you have no way out. Raise your hand. Because today, I want you to know that you don't need to live that way anymore. You have to make a decision to detach yourself from those chains because you've chained yourself to that idea. You've created this illusion, this idea that you don't have a choice. I'm asking you to use courage. Courage is the antidote. Courage is about being able to take a small act to build your confidence, to be able to pivot yourself and making a change. When we're unhappy, that spirals into every facet of our lives. It creates stress on our bodies. It creates stress in our relationships. So whether you have a marriage and you have three kids, or whether you're in a marriage and have no kids, or you're in a relationship, or and just in yourself, in your head, it starts to manifest so much. So that's just a physical piece, right? Forget about how it impacts everybody else. If you can't see it impacting you, well, we need to get started because time is ticking and you need to change your life, right? So what we're doing here is that we need to pivot. We need to pivot. We need to take the opportunity and start to really assess how do we go on a journey where we lean into courage and we lean into our comfort zone and we take action to eliminate the fears that have been manifesting inside of us that have prevented us from living our best life and have prevented us from being the best version of ourselves, prevented us from living our purpose and finding our joy. That's what we're doing. And that's what we're going to do. So I'm going to tell you some strategies, excuse me, that I hope will help you in mastering how to not just eliminate, but how to take power over your fears. How does that feel? And the reality is that this is a little of a challenge. It's a challenge of your mindset. And I talk about mindset a lot because I feel like mindset is the attitude to really change and shift everything that really could hold you back from being your best version of yourself. So you don't have anything to lose. Hold on, I'm taking a sip of my water. You don't have anything to lose and so much to gain with this opportunity. So let's take some action. The first piece I will say is, let's acknowledge what your fears are. Write them down. Grab a notebook, grab a pen and paper, whatever is convenient for you. Write down what that fear is. Now, take the opportunity to say and write this down. Is this fear realistic? Okay. Is this fear real? What is this fear? And then write down, what is the worst thing that could happen? So what's the worst thing that can happen if you start to take action to eliminate this fear? That means shifting your mindset. That means removing any of the misconceptions that come with what fear is. That means identifying what the limiting belief might be or what's actually holding you back. Now, this next piece is talking about reframing. So if you see fear and you're thinking about something that's holding you back, let's start to reframe that and think of it as an opportunity for growth. Take a moment to visualize yourself and imagine yourself succeeding despite the fear that's been holding you back. Think about the power that that has. I can tell you that I could see so much in my future and so much potential. I have been scared of doing coaching and running this business that I've had for 4 years full time. I really have. And I know it's going to take me time and money and energy to build it up. I know it's going to take me probably a while before I start to make as much money as I made in years past. And I know it's going to take me time to get to where I want to be. But guess what? I'm taking the opportunity to take the fear that I've had about leaning into this and rolling up my sleeves and doing the work. I want you to do the same thing for you. And whether you decide that you want to work with a coach, my packages are not live, but you can contact me at hello@coachingwithjosemiguel.com. And I can offer you what my packages are. My website's under construction, so I should preface with why my packages aren't live. And if you've listened to this podcast before, I've shared for the last 4 years so much golden pieces and golden nuggets of wisdom that can really help you. Now, here's your call to action, because I really want to help anyone who's in this space and that's stuck. I want you to think about what it is that you can do to take one tiny bit of courage and act on it for this week. So today's Thursday to next Thursday, take the opportunity to act on it. Maybe it's sending a job application. Maybe it's asking for a raise. Maybe it's having a difficult conversation with a friend, a relative, a coworker. Write it down. Put it somewhere where you can see it and do it. I have post-it notes everywhere. And post-it notes are a really quick and easy way for me to jot down an idea or a word or a concept or something that's a vision as I start to build them out. And then I put them in a notes toolbox or tool app that I keep on my desktop. And I start to, you know, kind of break them down and make them evolve. I think that if you take this opportunity today, right now, to take one thing that is your fear, to then start to realize what is that fear and why is it happening and why is it showing up and why does it have its all its energy that you keep giving it, to then take the courage to actually write down what you're going to do to overcome that fear. And for a week, do something that makes you so uncomfortable and realize how much you can grow. And then tell me, put it in the comments, what did you feel after you made that change? How did you feel and what did you do? And how did you grow? Because every single thing you do every single day when you show up for yourself is a moment and opportunity to grow. I truly feel that everyone can crush their fears. Everyone has an opportunity to pivot with courage. And everyone has an opportunity to actually take the power of what their fears are and being able to lean forward and take themselves on a journey to be the best version of themselves. I truly believe that. The one thing I want you to take away as well, and kind of write this down if you want to, or, you know, maybe put it on a post-it. I keep a post-it on one of my monitors on my desk that says, I am enough, I am unstoppable, and I am brave. And then I have four words that identify who I am as a person. And those four words are inspire, create, lead, and succeed. And on another monitor, every year I love to find what my top words are going to be for the year that are going to inspire me and how I want to live my life. On this side, I have abundance, alignment, and self-love. And these are all things that I do with my clients. The post-it one doesn't go away. That is who I am at my core. And those are the things that are fully my mantra. Excuse me. Fully my mantra that make me feel like the best version of me. Those are my affirmations. I have my journals here that you probably can't see that really are what empower me every single day. Even through all the things that I've had to live in the last year, so much has happened and so much change. I've overcome so much adversity. But I still sit here coming to you truly believing that we all can overcome and be the best version of ourselves. The last takeaway I want you to have is remember you're far more powerful than your fears. Let's keep choosing courage, and I'll be right here cheering you on until the next time. I hope this episode lights you up. I hope this episode brings you joy, and I hope this episode is a little piece that you need today to lean into your courage and say goodbye to your fears. Thank you so much. Love you all. Till next week. Bye. Hey, Chit Chatter. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. If you found value in today's episode, be sure to share it with the world. We welcome everyone for listening. And if you'd like, please go on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. Those reviews mean everything to me and they help the show grow, as well as for me to know what topics you want to hear from next. Be sure to go visit to coachingwithjosemiguel.com or Coaching for Millennials for more up-to-date content, newsletters, blogs, information about coaching for life and career. Thank you so much for being a part of our magical world and for being part of this program. I can't wait to the next episode.